The final movement from Hummel's Piano Concerto in B minor, played by Stephen Huff and the English Chamber Orchestra. It's 9:33. Good day, GTA. We're going up to a high of 30 degrees today.
Indeed. It's 22 right now downtown, 26 with the humidex. Lots of sunshine today. UV index up to 7. But then for the next 5 days, nothing but rain.
I know. We need it. We need it.
Yeah. We need it. Newly published by Random House Canada is the new novel by an author I like very much, Billy Livingston, whose debut novel, Going Down Swinging, was one of my all-time favorite books. It was like, and I mean this in a good way, and I hope she doesn't take offense to this, it was like a punch to the gut.
Wow.
When I read it. It was just amazing.
It's
called, this is a great story called One Good Hustle. It's about 16-year-old girl Sammy, who has some very, very difficult choices to make, not only because she's, you know, a young girl and all the choices that that inhabits, but because of her parentage. Her dad, Sam, is a hustler, a con man. Her mom is, too, but she's fallen on some really hard times, and Sammy's brought into a foster home, and it's just an amazing story. And Billy Livingston joins us in the studio right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was the... You seem to write about, and again, I mean this in the best possible way, you seem to write about down-and-out characters, people who live almost on the fringe of society. Would that be a fair...
That's pretty fair.
Yeah? What draws you to these people?
Well, I had a bit of a colorful upbringing myself.
Mm.
You know, my own father was a con artist, so some of the things that I used some of his things I learned from him, mm-hmm. things I heard around the house to inform the book.
Right.
And they're just, to me, they're just interesting people. I mean, Flannery O'Connor used to talk about her crowd used to get kind of pissed off with her for writing about poor people, and they say, you stop writing about those poor people.
Yeah.
But to her it was more about a poverty of spirit. Mm. And so this, it kind of illustrated a point.
I read an interview this morning in preparation for this where you alluded to the fact that your father was a con man.
Mm-hmm.
Were you involved in any of the cons?
No,
like
not
Sammy is in the book.
No, it's a bit of a what if.
So it's not very autobiographical.
No, my own father had said if before I was born, he told my mother that if I was a boy, he would either teach me how to steal or get me into acting, which I guess to him was the same thing.
Well, yeah, they both do involve.
They both involve lying.
Yep, indeed. But I'm curious, the other great, I mean, the relationship that Sammy has with her parents, I mean, with her father, she has this idealized version of him, wants desperately to run away with him,
mm-hmm.
and is constantly disappointed by what he's like in real life.
Right. I think we all are, you never lose that desire to please your parents. And, I've heard authors say that they never wrote a good book until their parents died.
Because, that's a good quote.
There is a fear that, you know, their mother or their father would read what they wrote and mm-hmm. just, you know, be crushed or disappointed. But when I started writing the first book, Going Down Swinging, my mother said, "Yeah, you have carte blanche, just write whatever you want."
That's great.
Yeah. And
did she later regret those words?
she was a little... She loved the book, but she said when she read it, she had a hard time looking at herself in the mirror for a while because I was in a foster home when I was a kid. So, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's fiction. So, mm-hmm. so my mother reads things and says, I never said that. And I never did that. None of us ever did that. And I said, I know. I know you didn't.
It's a novel.
Yeah.
It's interesting the choices that Sammy has. I mean, she is literally at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Does she follow in her father's footsteps? Does she go back to live with her mother, who has a lot of addiction issues? Does she stay in the middle path with her foster family? I mean, it's just for a young person to have to make those kinds of decisions. It's staggering.
Well, it's, you know, it's, and that ends up being its own kind of microcosm of what we're all facing mm-hmm. when we're teenagers. You know, do you follow in your father's footsteps if he's a carpenter or, you know, or a plumber or a Fortune 500? You know, if yeah. you feel like he sold his soul in some way that you don't want, you don't want to follow that same path, and you're, you know, you face those same decisions. For Sammy, what I, you know, it kind of makes it a bolder, starker choice when one road is possibly going to send you to jail and the other road you feel like is, it's a it's blackness because you don't know it because yeah. you've never lived in a really straight existence before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think too that most people, especially when you're young, you want to be good. You want yeah. to be, you want to be considered a good person. You want to be considered someone who's kind, someone who's, you know, who tells the truth, even if it's just within, you know, even within the criminal community, you don't want to be the rat.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be the goof. You don't want to be the fool.
Yeah.
So I think for a kid, there's just a desire to be good. And I think everybody would do better if they knew how to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to paint with Sammy.
I'm curious about the technicalities of this book. I mean, you describe in depth a number of cons, uh-huh. quote unquote.
Yeah.
is like in your research, are these real?
Or? Yeah, they are real. One of the ones that Sammy does, my husband is from, he's from New York, he's from Staten Island, and mm-hmm. one of his good friends pulled off that because my husband was, he writes screenplays, and mm-hmm. he was saying, what if, you know, let's say a guy was coming to town and he just needed to make $30 fast, what would he do? And he said, oh, that's easy. So that's what I gave to Sammy was
wow.
that hustle.
Wow.
And there's the pigeon drop one that I use that's in the mm-hmm. in the strip mall. That's one that my father used to do with his first wife.
Wow.
Because the last time I saw my father, he was describing it to me, and he went through it so quickly, I could barely... His wife would sit there, and she'd literally cut holes in the newspaper that she was pretending to read and stare through the holes to watch when the when the drop happened.
Did your father continue to do that? Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Is he still out there somewhere conning?
He is. I don't know if he's conning anymore. He's getting on.
Yeah.
He's 86 now.
Wow.
So I don't know if he's feeling up to the task. He always, I mean, he's never had a straight job in his life, so I don't know.
Wow. The other interesting question I had about this when I was reading it, because halfway through it, I handed it to my now 18-year-old daughter. She was 17
right.
last month when
yeah.
I was reading it. I said, have a read of this. Tell mm-hmm. me what you think of it.
Yeah.
Did you envision this as a young adult novel?
No.
Because it played very well with her.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, at 18, then you're, you know,
yeah,
she's a woman now.
Yeah. She's not really young.
Like it or not,
yeah,
she's a
exactly.
woman. But you know what? That I could I could see that with, you know, 18, 19-year-olds. But at 15, I don't think some of the choices that you'd make. I mean, even with books like Catcher in the Rye,
mm.
I think it was a mistake to give it to us when we were 14, 15 years old in school, because we really didn't understand some of those class issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what Sammy's facing, because
yeah.
she comes from the wrong side of the tracks, and she wants to be with, you know, the clean, fresh-faced crowd, and you know, the well-heeled, the shiny
yeah.
people, and she wants to be with them, but she's afraid that she seems like a lowlife that
yeah.
they will never accept, which, you know...
Again, everyone faces that,
yeah.
unless you are
yeah.
one of those shiny people.
Yeah.
Which I'll never know about.
You got a little glow.
Well, you know.
A little around the nose.
That's because it's been about 12 cups of coffee.
He
so
always
far
qualifies
today.
It by saying he's going straight to you-know-where.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today, and I want to thank you very much for writing this. This is a tremendous book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Been speaking to Billy Livingston, whose new book, One Good Hustle, is available from Random House Canada. Get out to your favorite bookstore and pick that up.